This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to how one county has tried to beef up its election system to deal with all the mail-in ballots when you run an election during a pandemic. It's Montgomery County, the one in Pennsylvania with 830,000 people right near Philadelphia. Kenneth Lawrence Jr. is vice chair of the Board of Commissioners and chair of the Montgomery County Board of Elections. Welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
When you got, I think it was something close to $1.7 million from your county to beef up systems for a pandemic election, what were your priorities for what you would do?
Well, we tried to learn from the primary election where we had 126,000 mail-in ballots that we needed to count. And it took us 17 days to do that, which we knew was far too long for the general election. So we've invested over $1 million in technology, envelope extractor machines, and then high-speed scanners so that we can count our mail-in ballots much quicker next week.
I mean, that's just part of it, right? Just getting the envelopes open. So now you'll have some technological aid for that?
Yeah, we have over 200,000 ballots back already, and of course, we'll be accepting them until 8 p.m. on Election Day and beyond. So yeah, the first step is just to get them out of the envelopes, to get them out of the outer envelope and then the privacy envelope, and then they have to be flattened and sorted, and then you begin the scanning. So we can't begin any of that until 7 a.m. on Election Day.
Yeah, we should explain that. Some states cannot start counting mail-in votes until Election Day, and among those states is yours, Pennsylvania.
They call that pre-canvassing. This is our first general election with no excuse mail-in voting. But most other jurisdictions that I've seen allow people to begin canvassing up to 3 weeks before or even the weekend before. We were hoping that it would be worked out with the governor and the General Assembly to allow us to do that. That did not happen. So we can't begin preparing the ballots to count until 7 a.m. on Election Day.
So you've got some more technology. What about the troops? You're going to need humans.
We have tripled the size of our voter services office, a lot of temporary workers there, but you know, we have literally an army of people who have been working in voter services. And then, of course, we have tabulators who will start that day as well. We've really learned it's two elections now. It's the mail-in election, and then, of course, we have our in-person election too, but you can't really have the same person doing both things. So we have people that we brought on specifically for the mail-in portion of it. But we are also preparing for the in-person election as well. Poll workers have been great. We had an issue with that during the primary, but we have more than enough poll workers. And once we begin counting, we're not going to stop counting until we're done. So it will be a 24/7 operation, but I do not believe it will take 7 days to do it. But we will count 24 hours around the clock until we get the ballots done. So we'll have different shifts of people coming in to help with that process.
You know, along with everything else, you've got to keep your ballot counters socially distant, right?
Yes, we have to keep them socially distanced. We have to keep them fed and hydrated. So it is a mammoth undertaking to prepare for this.
You know, people keep thinking of, well, I wonder what the result's going to be on election night. It's almost the wrong way to frame it this time around.
Now, we will not have a result on election night. I mean, there's literally no way that we can get through those ballots. And so it's something that people are going to have to get used to, because this is what happens with mail-in elections. Unless and until we get pre-canvassing, which we don't have here, we will not have final results on election night.
Kenneth Lawrence is vice chair of the Board of Commissioners and chair of the Montgomery County Board of Elections in Pennsylvania, that Montgomery County. Mr. Lawrence, thank you.
Thank you.